This program is brought to you by MyTech1 and by Entelix.
The content, information, and opinions expressed during the related show are those of the show personalities and guest alone, and not those of Vic Kanellis Media Group, its parent, affiliates, or stations. VCMG Live is not responsible for any content, information, or opinions expressed. User bears full responsibility for their reliance on such content, information, or opinions.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. And the goal of our program is to provide community leaders here in South Florida a voice on how they are helping the community in a digital, hybrid, in-person world. We also want to educate the local community on how these community leaders and associated organizations are working with people in our area. We want to be the connective tissue with the South Florida industry to encourage collaboration, foster relationships, and improve fundraising and grant opportunities. We hope to create a more vibrant community so all businesses in South Florida can thrive. Thank you for joining us.
Need reliable office solutions? DEX Imaging provides top-notch printers, copiers, and document management systems, along with cutting-edge software solutions to streamline your business workflows. Trust DEX Imaging for innovative technology and exceptional service. DEX Imaging, your partner in office productivity and your organization's profitability. For more information, call Tiffany Salas with DEX Imaging at 561-948-6363, extension 1339, or 954-643-0906.
Workplace violence is on the rise, and no industry is immune from it. Survival Response helps organizations prevent and prepare for unthinkable situations. Our program focuses on prevention as well as response, and we provide customized programs based on your unique situation. Visit us at www.survivalresponsellc.com for more information and to schedule a free consultation.
Hello, I am Anna Sass-Morrison with Transformation Through Conversations, your place for leadership development, strategic planning, and business coaching. We transform your organization through you. Contact us at www.transformationthroughconversations.com. We look forward to serving you.
Do you have an aging parent who needs a helping hand? Look no further. Wisdom Senior Care is here to make life easier. From shopping trips to personal care, we got you covered. Whether it's companionship, Alzheimer's, and dementia care, or just a little extra help, we're your trusted partner. At Wisdom Senior Care, we bring the joy back to daily life. Call us today at 954-779-5989 and let us take care of you and your loved ones, because with us, you're family.
Welcome to our show, our podcast. We call it affectionately The Big Picture with Andre and Lauren, featuring conversations with community leaders from the business, cultural, educational, in government sectors. It's sponsored by the Miami Gardens Chamber of Commerce, and you can hear us every second Saturday here at 7 a.m. I'm one of the hosts, Andre Williams. I'm a real estate attorney by practice, a Harvard educated, grew up here in South Florida. My travels have crisscrossed the United States, but I have a full service real estate law firm, and I handle residential and commercial matters. My co-host is an absolute rock star, Lauren Klein, who's also an attorney, a trust and estate planning attorney. She is co-founder and attorney of Flourish Law Group, PLLC, which is a boutique law firm specializing in estate planning, elder law, probate administration. Laura has an LLM from the University of Florida, and she is an adjunct professor at the University, St. Thomas University School of Law. Lauren, so happy to see you.
Oh, Andre, you make me sound awesome. I love it. Thank you.
Well, you are awesome. You're a rock star, and we're very lucky to have you. Let me tell the listeners a little bit about the Miami Gardens Chamber of Commerce, which has a unique business-to-consumer approach for its members designed to help them grow their business and gain clients. We are a one-stop shop that offers digital marketing and IT support services in a toolbox fashion at a highly discounted rate. For our members, your membership also includes preparation of certifications, DBE, WBNC, SBA, HubZone, EDWOSB for women-owned and economically disadvantaged businesses, and support from experienced management and performance consultants for your business. We have a Women's Business Initiative, which Lauren is very involved with, which tries to create access and opportunity for business with women, people of color, and veterans. So it is a full-service Chamber of Commerce, and I'm happy to serve as its president. We have a wonderful guest today, a friend who I've known for quite some years, Deborah Johnson King, who is the National Director of Community Lending and Branch Manager of the Mortgage Firm. And the Mortgage Firm is a nationwide lender with branches in over 28 states. She's responsible for leading the development and implementation of the company's community lending practices. This includes developing and implementing strategies to reach out and to engage underrepresented communities like Miami Gardens. So, Deborah, so happy to welcome you to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, Deborah, you have quite an illustrious career and a background that has spanned quite a few years. Tell us a little bit about yourself. We have some questions, but tell us a little bit about yourself, your family, and your background.
Okay. Thank you once again for the opportunity. Started in banking in Miami Gardens, as a matter of fact. And if some of our listeners are from that area, they'll remember Orange State Bank that was, you remember, in the little trailer across the street from Allen's Dry Cleaners on Miami Gardens Drive. So I started in the late 80s. It was Orange State Bank, and then it was bought by Helm Bank, who later moved down to Brickell. And I left after that. I've worked with SunTrust, with Washington Mutual. I've owned my own mortgage company. I've worked with New American Funding, and I've found a home with the mortgage firm as their director of community lending and a branch manager. I have a branch in Miami Gardens. I have a branch in Jacksonville, and I have a branch that we've just opened this week, as a matter of fact, in Tampa. And that's where I'm sitting recording from now. So we're very instrumental in the community. I guess you could say that I'm the down payment queen. We're approved with all of the programs throughout Miami-Dade, Broward County, West Palm, Tampa, Jacksonville. And not only is this my job, Andre, but I kind of like to say that it's my ministry. It's near and dear to my heart because I have a soft spot for first-time home buyers.
Absolutely. And you certainly provide a real value and service to our community. I was sharing with Lauren before we started our podcast that you and I just worked on a matter. For me, it was a year and a half. I served as the real estate attorney in a very, very complicated, challenging probate. But your mortgage firm was involved as well. Tell the listeners a little bit about your thoughts about that process.
Oh my gosh, where do I start? In my 30-something years in the business, never have I seen such a challenging file. We came in on it July of 2024. And when did we close, Andre?
The end
of January. And it was just one thing after the other. Because, and Lauren can attest to this, when people don't have their financial affairs in order and they pass away, there's a big mess that's left for everyone to clean up. And not only is it a mess emotionally, but financially as well, because, Andre, I don't think the heirs really ended up with anything much as far as money was concerned, right? Because everything was, because it was drawn out so long and fees involved, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, that's another thing as well that I stress when speaking to clients. You want to make sure that you have your estate in order, so that once you pass away, everything is already in place. But to speak to your point, the buyers, they were eligible for down payment assistance with Miami-Dade County up to $143,500. That's what us here at TMF, we were able to get them. But because of number one, the number of moving pieces on the file, and number two, let's just say that the people that were guiding them on the real estate side of it, perhaps they were not experienced enough to handle a deal such as what we were dealing with. So that contributed a lot to it being drawn out for as long as it was.
Yeah, and Lauren has had a lot of experience with challenging states, and she'll weigh in a little bit. But I did want to ask you a few more specific questions, Deborah, about your experience. And we understand the housing affordability issues here in Miami-Dade County, really across the country. Middle-income folks cannot afford to buy homes, and that's why this particular client needed the down payment assistance. What are some of the other challenges you see with respect to, you know, the mortgage business and helping people achieve that American dream?
Number one, saving for the down payment. Because the cost of living is so high in our area, everything that they make is just going towards surviving day to day. Your average person right now is paying anywhere from $2,500 and up per month in rent. And normally your mortgage for an average size home should be about that. But one of the things that we're finding that that's pricing a lot of people out of the market are the high taxes. The property taxes are so high. For example, in Miami Gardens, they have some of the highest taxes in Miami-Dade County. And number two, not only the taxes, but also the homeowner's insurance. And because we don't have a lot of companies to choose from in the South Florida area, that makes it even more difficult too. So getting their hands on the down payment and the closing costs, that's one of the things. And even securing a mortgage, a lot of people, because of life issues in the past, maybe their credit isn't what it needs to be. So we're having credit challenges as well. As a lender, we can get them a mortgage for 580, but that within itself is kind of like a red flag. If you have a 580 credit score, that shows us that you've had some issues in the past. And I don't like to put people in houses or set them up for failure. So one of the things that I do is I work with them to get them not only where they want to be, but also to make sure that they stay there. You know, I tell them purchasing a home is kind of like running a race, you know, getting those keys in hand. That's the 100-yard dash. But the marathon comes in staying in that home and maintaining it for the long run. And another thing that, and Andre, you touched on it earlier, is finding a suitable property within their price range in Miami-Dade County. Unfortunately, it's difficult, you know, to even get a closet for less than $300,000. And I really don't know what the solution is. You know, they're not making any more land to build anything else. And investors, they're buying up what we can call affordable housing out there.
Deborah, you mentioned a number of topics, but I should remind listeners that the median home price in Miami-Dade County is hovering around $675,000. And that's really, really out of the price range of most middle-income families. So it's really hard to achieve the American dream here. Let me ask you a question very specific about the mortgage firm. You mentioned mortgage products. What kind of mortgage products do you all offer?
We have a wide array of everything. We have the FHA mortgage, which is for people that perhaps have had some credit issues in the past or don't have credit. have new credit. So with the FHA requirements are a little bit easier to qualify with than for a conventional mortgage. We have the conventional mortgage, which normally conventional is 5% down. We have a 3% down conventional mortgage. And I try to put my clients in the conventional because, number one, of the lower down payment, as well as the opportunity to get rid of the mortgage insurance after they pay their loan balance down to us to a certain extent. We also have a lot of investment programs. We have bank statement programs for people like realtors, perhaps, that they operate more as self-employed as opposed to being W-2'd. We also have the ITIN program for people that perhaps are not green card holders or citizens. So depending on on where they fall in the scope of things, we usually have a program that we're able to put them in.
Well, Lauren, I know your wheelhouse is somewhat related to real estate. I'm sure you have some burning questions for Deborah too.
I do. I have some really, this is so great. And I'm learning a lot. And I have some really great questions and a point that I want to make going back to, you know, talking about the probate process and all of that. You know, if obviously it's most ideal to have a plan in place, but if your family for any whatever reason didn't have a plan, having the people on your team, like Andre and Deborah, who can take a complicated situation and hold your hand and making sure that, you know, the right realtors are on the transaction, I think is so key. Because you can take a situation that's already not great, and if you have someone like Deborah on your side to make it better and help you through it, I think is everything. So it's so great to have your expertise, Deborah, as we're talking today. I would say from my perspective, what a lot of my clients are, they're on the younger side sometimes, they're buying their first home or they're moving to Florida and they're buying their first home in Florida. What are some of the things that people should start to think about as they begin the process, maybe even a year or so before they actually apply for the mortgage? What are things that they can work on to put themselves in the best possible position to get a really good mortgage?
Well, first of all, we're going to look at the credit, because as everyone is aware, credit, the interest rates are on the higher end right now. So, but the higher your credit score, the lower the interest rate. So let's take a look at your credit. Are there some things on there that perhaps you could do to increase that score? Number one, by paying down debt, because that's what really affects your credit score. One of the major things is, number one, the amount of credit or debt that you have. And then number two, your payment history as well. So that's number one on the credit side. Number two, paying down your debt, because your debt load, that's going to affect the amount of house, so to speak, that you're able to afford. Because What I've seen, Andre and Lauren, that's really killing a lot of people are those car payments. Those $500, $600, $700 a month car payments. Because every dollar that you put towards a car payment, that's a dollar that you're taking away that you could possibly put towards your mortgage payment. So credit and debt and savings. Even though you may qualify for a down payment assistance program, you still have to have some skin in the game. You have to have some of your own money to pay for what we call upfront incidentals. You have the appraisal that can be anywhere from $550 and up. You have your home inspection. That's another couple of $100. You have to prepay your homeowner's insurance. That's thousands of dollars right there. So even if you can get in with under one of the programs that require 1% of your money, if you're getting a $400,000 house, think of 1% of that. That's still a good couple thousand dollars that you have to be responsible for.
So they need to have money saved.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's so helpful. So starting to plan early and talking to Deborah early so you can make sure that you know what you need to have in place, like a pre-approval. What does the pre-approval process typically look like?
Oh, that's I'm so glad you asked that question. We have a pre-approval and we have a pre-qualification. Okay. Mm-hmm. A pre-qualification isn't worth the paper that it's written on, because basically we have garbage in, garbage out. Okay. With a pre-qualification, the person that's looking at it is taking the buyer's word for that whatever they put in the application is correct. Okay. So with the, they can get a pre-qualification based on that. But with a pre-approval, and one of the things that we pride ourselves on over here at the mortgage firm is that we have something called a TBD pre-approval, meaning that once that person fills out that application, that information is verified. It goes to an underwriter. It goes through our complete underwriting process. They're totally vetted. We check their employment history. We take a look at their taxes. We get bank statements to make sure that what they put on there that they have in the bank is actually what they do have there. Totally, totally underwritten, so that when that underwriter gives us that TBD pre-approval, the only thing that's left for that client to do is find a property. And that's like gold in hand. Real estate agents love that type of pre-approval because they know that the client has already been totally, totally 100% vetted.
Yeah. Well, you heard it here, folks. If you're going to start looking for a house, call Deborah, get that pre-approval in place before you even start the search. So you don't, you know, you have the right idea of what you can go for. That's so helpful. And where do you see, you know, we were talking about how the prices in South Florida have just gone up astronomically. We've been dealing with higher interest rates. What do you see, you know, the future of the next 5 years in South Florida within the mortgage and interest rate space? Do you see anything changing? Do we see prices going down? What are your predictions?
Let me look in my crystal ball and see if I can also see what the lottery numbers are going to be for this week. This market has been so volatile, especially, you know, where rates are concerned, because normally we get the daily rates by about 11:30-ish every day. And I can price a loan that morning when the rates come out. Rates fluctuate multiple times a day. And by the time close of business comes at 5, etc., that afternoon, it can be a totally different rate. So what we do when we're giving a pre-approval, we have what we call placeholder rate on an average, what the market is doing then, but we're not locking it in until they actually get a property. Because, for example, the deal that Andre and I worked on, I got that file in July of last year, and they didn't close until January of the following year. I mean, we had a lot of rates that expired, the locks that expired, but we didn't lock it until we were certain about the property.
That makes sense. That's super helpful. And let us know what you find in that crystal ball when you get an answer.
I'll share.
We want to know.
I'll share.
Let us and our thousands of friends listening know so we can plan accordingly.
Absolutely.
So Deborah, we have just a few more minutes left in the show. So why don't you share your contact information, let people know how they can reach you, telephone, email, website, and social media.
Okay. My telephone number, 321-588-3262. That's 321-588-3262. My email address is Deborah.JohnsonKing, just the way it sounds, at tmf.mortgage. I know it's a weird email address. No .com on the end, is .mortgage. So Deborah.JohnsonKing@tmf.mortgage. And I am on Facebook, Deborah L. Johnson King. I am on LinkedIn. I am on Instagram, but mostly on Facebook.
Right. And now our podcast airs across 5 counties, Miami-Dade, Broward, Palm Beach County, and the Treasure Coast. So you can provide mortgages all over the state of Florida, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, that's really helpful. Lauren, why don't you give folks your contact information?
That would be great. Thank you, Andre. So my firm is Flourish Law Group. We're a boutique estate planning firm. You can find us at flourishlawgroup.com. Also very, very active on Instagram and LinkedIn, Flourish Law Group, or at lawyer Lauren Klein. Lots of really good information. We try to really educate through our social media platforms. So definitely check us out and feel free to reach out and ask us any questions.
And finally, Law Office of Andre Williams, my email address, Andre, A-N-D-R-E, at awilliamslaw.com. My office number, 305-626-5955. That's 305-626-5955. And you can also find me on Instagram and social media. You can look up Andre Williams. It should pop up. So, Deborah, thank you so much for joining us. You are our first guest on the podcast. So, I think we've treaded incredible new ground here. So thank you so much for participating.
My pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. And I'm looking forward to more podcasts with Lauren. And again, you can hear us every Saturday, every second Saturday at 7 a.m. Thanks again for joining us. And that is The Big Picture with Andre and Lauren. Thanks again for joining us.
This podcast was powered by Dex Imaging.
If you would like to sponsor the show or be a guest on the show, please contact me, David N. Reese, and the number is 954-658-2196. Once again, 954-658-2196. Or feel free to email me at David N. Reese, that's spelled DavidNReece, at email.com. See you next time. And I've been taking care of business every day.
Taking care of business everywhere. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.